Deseret News. I'm Keith Peters reporting it's still January, but National Weather Service meteorologist David Ross says parts of the country are getting some warmer weather moving in.
Areas of the southern plains that had been near below freezing, if not at times below zero, for about 8 or 9 days until fairly recently, are expected even today behind a cold front to be in the 30s and 40s. So that's already substantially milder.
Rain was expected to continue pushing across the Gulf Coast on Thursday and Friday. California Governor Gavin Newsom this week declared a state of emergency for San Diego and Ventura counties. Both areas were hit by heavy rains and high surf that caused flooding. There's a recall involving a popular Ford SUV, correspondent Rita Foley reports.
These are 2011 through 2019 Ford Explorers. Ford is recalling them because a trim piece can fly off. That could be a danger to other drivers. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says clips holding the trim that covers the roof supports close to the windshield can come loose. If that happens, the trim piece can fly off, and that would increase the risk of a crash. Ford expects only about 5% of the recalled Explorers would be affected by this problem. It says it's not aware of any crashes or injuries. I'm Rita Foley.
A Russian military transport plane crashed in a border region near Ukraine. Moscow accused Kyiv of shooting it down and said all 74 people aboard were killed on Wednesday. Russia said the fatalities included 65 Ukrainian POWs. Russia offered no evidence, and Ukraine didn't immediately confirm or deny it. Video of Wednesday's crash on social media from the Belgorod region of Russia shows a plane falling in a snowy and rural area. This is SRN News. The Canadian government wants to help teachers embrace the transgender agenda.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's administration has produced a toolkit designed to help public school staff learn about transgenderism. It begins by stating that the idea that there are only two genders, male and female, is, quote, a colonial and white supremacist structure rather than a natural or indisputable truth. It's not clear how many Canadian taxpayer dollars went into producing the document, which is nearly 100 pages long. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new study reveals that almost 80 years after the Holocaust, about 245,000 Jewish survivors are still living across more than 90 countries. About half of them reside in Israel, while 18% live in Western Europe, 16% in the United States, and 12% in countries of the former Soviet Union. This is SRN News. It was an up-and-down day on Wall Street.
Wall Street ended mixed after strong gains for Netflix and some influential technology stocks helped offset losses across much of the rest of the market. The S&P 500 edged up 0.1% Wednesday. The Dow fell 99 points. That's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.4%. More stocks fell than rose on the New York Stock Exchange. Treasury yields were mixed after a report suggested that growth for U.S. business output is accelerating, while inflation pressures may be easing. Netflix jumped more than 10% after reporting bigger-than-expected subscriber gains. Seth Sutel, New York.
President Biden has vetoed a Republican measure authored by Florida Senator Marco Rubio that would have blocked a White House waiver that allows some foreign-made content in federally funded chargers for electric vehicles. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.